Oakland native Jessica Jones wanted to create more access to healthy lifestyles within her community. She especially wanted women of color to feel good about their bodies and the food they eat. So she and her friend Wendy Lopez became dietitians, and they started a blog called Food Heaven Made Easy. And it took off. KLW's Angela Johnston spoke with Jessica Jones about the challenges of eating well in areas without access to grocery stores and the challenge of getting exercise in neighborhoods that may feel unsafe.
So I work at a primary care clinic in East Oakland. So we work with primarily communities of color. I have a lot of Black patients, Latino patients, a lot of refugee patients. We actually have a refugee clinic on site. And my patients are struggling with a lot of different health issues. So I see a lot of obesity, a lot of diabetes, pretty much like everything. You know, the doctors will refer patients to me, and then I kind of, you know, work with them one-on-one or in group settings to make lifestyle changes over time.
What are some of the main concerns for you as a nutritionist when it comes to communities of color?
I think that when it comes to communities of color, a lot of times the, you know, quote unquote nutrition prescription isn't culturally relevant to the patient, or there isn't an understanding of the patient's cultural, you know, eating habits and preferences. So I think that's something that's really important in making sure that the patient is seen and heard. I've never told anyone to abandon a dish from their culture, because usually if people are cooking foods like at home, that's great. Like, I really try to encourage that. I try to focus more on, like, if there was to be something that I would be like, this I don't recommend at all, it would probably be like soda, things like soda and juice. I mean, it's so simple, but I've never told anyone like a dish from their culture that they love, they can't have it. I would just say, like, because I have a lot of patients like who love pan dulce, like sweet bread, and they'll have it like two pieces every single morning and with coffee and sugar. So in that instance, I may, you know, focus more on like, here are some healthy options that you can eat. We're not going to take away the pan dulce, but maybe we'll just have like a half a piece instead at that meal, and then kind of, you know, add in some other like healthy, yummy things.
Some people associate eating healthy as something that only rich people do. So how do you convince people to break that stereotype?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think with showing people that it is totally possible to eat healthy on a budget, and I feel like that's one of, you know, if there is access to a farmer's market, especially if you go like, you know, before it's closing, like sometimes you'll get better deals because farmers don't want to have to take stuff back, just like little tips like that. And also, you know, making sure that you have a plan for what you're eating for the week. Cause I know, and this happens to me too, sometimes if like I don't plan, you end up wasting a lot of food, and that's like money down the drain. So I think, you know, the best thing people can do is sit down, come up with like a weekly meal plan. You don't have to follow it to a T. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. You can eat the same things. Like, I rotate between three breakfasts every day. And for lunch, same thing. Like, I do a lot of shopping at Trader Joe's, which can be, you know, really cheap. Some of my patients go there, some don't. But, you know, just finding little things that you can repurpose, you know, buying things like rice and beans or like pennies, you know, per serving, but they go such a long way. And you can repurpose them into different meals like tacos or, you know, veggie bowls with rice and beans. It's like all that kind of stuff is delicious and healthy if you're adding vegetables to the plate.
What are some of the challenges that women face getting exercise in unsafe neighborhoods, and what have you been told concerns them?
So that's a great question. A lot of my patients will, when we talk about exercise, you know, prescriptions, quote unquote, they tell me like, I don't feel comfortable leaving the house and walking. I would say at least 50% of the women patients that I work with. And I've had a lot of patients who, like, I had one who was attacked by a pit bull. I've had patients who, like, so many who are like robbed at gunpoint or attacked or just crazy, like, you know, horrific things happen to them. So I think that it's just something that we have to keep in mind for different communities. Like, it's not always as easy to just go for a walk. So I think in those instances, one thing that I tell people to do that's that, you know, you could still get your physical activity in is just, you know, do just any kind of movement at home. Like there's so many different exercise routines. I have some that I'll just give them where you're just kind of like rotating between, you know, walking or there's stuff you can do on the chair. You know, there's simple things like squats, like during commercial breaks, just things like that. And a lot of my patients, you know, I'll tell them to try dancing. Like for me personally, I'll just put on some music and at home dance for like 30 minutes and I'm sweating. It's a really good workout and you don't have to pay for a gym membership. You don't have to leave the house. You're still moving and it, yeah, it's free.
What are some of your favorite recipes?
Ooh. So I just started making, I had a sweet potato and guacamole quesadilla the other day, well, the other month. And then I made my own recipe with it and it was absolutely delicious. I loved it. I also love, you know, just simple things. Like sometimes I'll do, like, for example, like tacos, but instead of frying them, I will put the shells like directly in the oven, like kind of drape them over like a bar in the oven. And so they crisp up, but without like all the extra oil. And I'll put, you know, maybe sauteed spinach and chickpeas and maybe like some Parmesan cheese or something like that to give it like a little bit more flavor. I am also like really big on things being quick because I understand that people don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time. So I want like foods that I can make once and that aren't like labor intensive that really go a long way. I'm also working on a cookbook right now that's going to be out in January 2017. And so that's like full of amazing budget-friendly vegetarian recipes. It's kind of like a 28-day meal plan for people. So I think that, you know, just experimenting in the kitchen and kind of like maybe focusing on a couple of different ingredients per week and repurposing them into different recipes is a great way to start.
What goes in the avocado sweet potato quesadilla? That sounds really good.
It was literally avocado, sweet potatoes, and then I roasted vegetables. So like peppers, and I think I did zucchini also. And just, it was super quick. I cooked the sweet potato in the microwave because it was really fast. And then just mashed the avocado with a little bit of lime and maybe a little salt. Put it all together. It tastes like better than a regular quesadilla. It was so delicious.